is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We talked about everything from the federal government's failure of a national EAS test earlier this afternoon. The abortion debate came up yet again, although thankfully it hasn't really been much of a debate tonight.
It's been
more intellectual, I think.
I think I would have to agree.
Looking into the reasons why people have kids, their motivations, why not adopt as opposed to actually, you know, add another kid to the world. And Nemi, you're with me on that one.
Absolutely.
Neither of us are interested in having our own children, and if we change our minds, we figure... You've got a tubal ligation, I've got a vasectomy. Down the line, we can always adopt.
That's
if necessary.
Right. That's right.
So we actually also then just had Scott the Bigot on the line. He's still there, calling from Massachusetts, and you had wanted to comment on something tonight, Scott, so go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Ian and Nemi. I'd like to discuss the total demise of America, what's going on with the meltdown and the economy and the wars. America deserves everything it's gotten. I frankly, I'd like to see the United States destroyed. That sounds a little vague, but let me explain. Regarding our Zionist-occupied government, I want to see it fall. I hate communism.
Now, what if it were a Christian-occupied government? Would that be all right with you?
If it's centralized in the manner that it is, and it is a police state, which it precisely is what it is, no.
Okay, because it is a Christian-occupied government. I mean, there's all kinds of Christians in the government.
No, you've got it wrong. It is. Let's rephrase that. You may think it's a Christian-occupied government. It's a Gentile front. Let me explain what a Gentile front is.
How?
A Gentile front means there may be Gentiles in the front, but behind it, the puppet masters are the Jews. And the Jews control it. What I mean by Jews, that sounds vague. I mean international Jewish bankers from Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, Benjamin Solomon.
Leaving out all the Christian
Federal
bankers,
Reserve.
Of course.
Scott,
now I had a question for you.
I have really been looking forward to hopefully getting you on the air when I'm in here in the studio, because I've heard you call into not just Free Talk Live. I believe you've been on Glenn Beck as well.
Yes,
is that correct?
It's called Stephanie
Recently
Miller also.
Right, and I find you fascinating in so many ways, and the one question...
Like a train wreck. It's fascinating, too.
You can't help but look.
Yeah.
The one question that I've wanted to ask you, and no one here has that I've heard, is, are you personally Jewish?
No.
So I really have to ask, where does... I'm not sure, I can't tell if it's fear or hatred on your part, because I know that we've talked about before the break, we were talking about going down to Occupy Boston. I don't like meeting people either, so I can sort of relate to you on that. You know, I don't like going places where there are lots of people there that I haven't met before, or going there on my own, so it's kind of a challenge anytime that I really... It's not that I don't go, it's just more of a challenge because it's not something that I really want to do, to kind of challenge myself to get out there and say things that, you know, otherwise would be unsaid. And I really would challenge you to kind of challenge yourself to get out in the world and actually meet people.
I've been trying to encourage Scott to do that
I know,
for a while.
And I wanted to add my voice to that. But I just am so curious where your hatred or your fear comes from.
It's a combination of both. The anti-Semitism comes this way in a nutshell. Let me explain what's going on so your audience will understand the madness going on in America. You've got international Jewish communism.
I don't want you to preach here, Scott. She was asking you specifically
about where
came from.
Yeah.
I'll answer your question. First of all, let's begin with the $190,000 that I was swindled.
I've heard about the $190,000.
By Richard Fuld, who's the disgraced ex-CEO of
but wait a minute. How old were you at that point?
So there's an individual.
How old were you at that point?
Well, we're talking September. I remember the date, September 15, 2008, when my broker contacted me.
Okay.
How old
are you now?
I was 46. Today I'm 49.
49.
Okay.
So you didn't hate Jews before you lost $190,000 to some banking firm?
Yes, I hated them before that. But
why don't you answer Nemi's question? Where did it come from? Was it your mom? What's her name, Sandra?
I would rather not.
That's fine.
My hatred came from this. I learned early in life when I was very observant as a young man, I was able to piece together between our economy and our foreign policy and the homosexual movement. I was able to piece it together that Jewish influence played a tremendous role in all of the ills, the harms going on in America and throughout the world. So to answer your question, and also as a young man, I read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which,
Why?
By the way, is not a forgery.
Why? Why did you read that?
I read it because it gave me clarity.
No. How did you find out about it?
Right. Who told you about it? Did you find it on Google?
I heard about it on a show. I'm trying to think. I think it was a show about Henry Ford. And
was this a radio show?
No, it was a TV show. And Henry Ford published in the 1920s. He published the Dearborn Independent. And in the Dearborn Independent, he published a 91-week campaign called the International Jew. And in the International Jew, every week, Mr. Ford would discuss whether the Jews controlled the liquor trade or Wall Street or
someone else was a Jew, or excuse me, somebody else was a bigot in the past, and so you basically adopted their views?
From Henry Ford?
I found that his views were correct. I found that I accepted his worldview.
Maybe you just didn't look hard enough.
Did you challenge what he had read, or did you just adopt it as kind of a personal dogma?
I read Ford's The International Jew. I also.
But you never bothered talking to any Jewish people before making any of these conclusions,
no,
right?
I didn't need to.
Yeah, see? Well, no. See, if you want to actually look at something as an idea, it does help to usually find out what the other side has to say.
And have folks, and be able to present it to folks convincingly. Because right now, Scott, and when I hear you call in, all I hear is just hyperbole. And it's the same thing as Lehman Brothers screwed me out of this money 4 years ago, and hate. And there's really nothing that you're
but
giving.
You didn't allow me to, in a nutshell, if you want to know what's going on in America today, all of the madness, I can give you a simple equation. You've got international Jewish communism epitomized by Occupy Wall Street versus international Jewish capitalism epitomized by Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns. And also throw into the mix
as though communism and capitalism would somehow be different if there weren't Jews involved.
Right.
In other words, international.
What's the point in putting the word Jewish in front of those things? Communism is a bad idea on its face,
communism
and capitalism, as we know it, is bad because it's really corporatism. So, so what does it matter whether people who are Jewish are involved or not?
I'll tell you why. Because both capitalism and communism have Jewish elements that are the driving forces for both capitalism and communism. They're not Frenchmen, they're not Italians, they're not Irishmen, they're Jews. And these international Jews,
except Jewish people can be Frenchmen and Italian and Irishmen.
Any nationality.
Thank you, Scott. Bye now. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Obsession.
I have to wonder if he's really just a plant from the Tourism Bureau from Madagascar. I really do.
People think he's not for real. I think he's a real deal.
And it's sad.
He's a sad,
it's sad
man.
Because he's really missing out on knowing. Granted, there are plenty of jerks in the world. Don't get me wrong. I'm with him that there are jerks, but I don't think you can paint anybody with a broad brush.
No, there's a new guy that just moved here to Keene who calls himself Libertarian Jew. And, you know, by Scott's definition, he's some sort of secret agent who's working to undermine everything that we have going on here. And it's just such a bunch of nonsense. Let's talk to Gary listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, Scott ought to be worried about the plutocracy in this country and not the Jews. But anyway, the reason why I called was abortion. I think it's a woman's issue, and a man shouldn't have anything to say about it. But my opinion is that after the third trimester, I don't think it's morally right to get an abortion.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And that comes to viability at 22 weeks. That's my understanding of the longest-lived preemie baby. I think that's
tend to agree as well, but yeah. I also think that things that are necessarily not right should not be illegal as well. So come back with more if you'd like, Gary. You can stick with us here, 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll-free 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, features including the news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And get on either the email list or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. And, of course, it's all free over at news. www.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins are the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from governments or corporations. They can't be counterfeited or inflated or shut down. And now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. There's not one vault that the feds can go to raid to get rid of the Bitcoin like they did with the Liberty Dollar. It's a completely distributed peer-to-peer system. You take down one leg of the peer-to-peer system, it's still standing. There's no way, it's almost impossible for them to take it out. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical Bitcoins you can hold in your hands, and you can buy them now with a credit card or PayPal. And, of course, these physical Bitcoins can be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. You can be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Get your Bitcoins at memorydealers.com. That's memorydealers.com. As we continue here, we've got a gentleman on the line here. Joseph Goldstein is on the line, on the amp lines. Hello, Joseph.
Good evening, Gentiles. I am Joseph Goldstein, leader of the Lizard Jews. I regretfully call you tonight because our plan has been thwarted. Scott is absolutely right. There is an international conspiracy of Jewish reptilians led by me to control the world, but now Scott has called into Free Talk Live and disintegrated our glorious plan for a new world order.
He has ruined it all for you.
How is the weather in Madagascar today?
Now, that's the one thing that Scott, in his years of calling, has never broached. He has never broached this lizard part thing. Like, I've never heard that part of this come from him. What's that all about?
He has exposed the Gentile front, we international Jewish communist lizard reptilians employ, to distract you fools while we take over.
Now, where are you calling from, Joseph Goldstein?
New York. I used to work for Brothers, but it didn't really work out so well.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Ben, listening in Louisiana. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about or mention that when you have kids, your kids only get half your genes, and so your kids' kids only get a quarter of your genes.
Mm-hmm.
So you extrapolate that out a couple of generations, basically you passing on your genes is very irrelevant after a couple of generations. You're no different than like a rounding error. So really it's all about continuing the human line anyways, so really you should adopt rather than have kids.
I have never heard it called a rounding error, but that just makes me laugh. I'm sorry, that's a great way to put it. Thank you for phrasing it that way.
I had the debate with myself one day, and I started doing the math, and I got really discouraged. So I decided in the end I'll probably end up adopting. So,
you know, I just think it's Ian and I were discussing this over the break. I just think it's a better way to serve the world. You know,
I think so.
We're talking in the chat room as well about the cost of actually having a child. And someone put out the figure of $20,000 to bear a child in a hospital.
Now, you probably, if you're going to have your own child, probably shouldn't have one in a hospital for a variety of different reasons, in which case you could probably save some money if you don't go through the hospital, if you go through like a birthing center or something like that, or like a home birth.
And the regulations and costs and fees and waiting time where it comes to adopting a kid as well. That's very, very high, often prohibitively high.
Really?
Yeah.
For adoption?
For adoption. And I've seen several parents who have taken third jobs to be able to save for the legal fees, the paperwork, the preparation time, to actually go through one or multiple actual processes of meeting a potential adoptive child and then having it fall through for whatever bureaucratic or family...
How much money are we talking about here?
I don't know. If somebody has actual numbers to give, that would be fantastic
to
call in.
Ben, anything else you want to share?
Oh, well, I'm Jewish, and I worked in Israel for a banking firm, an Israeli banking firm for a year. So I guess I'm one of your other callers, international Jewish banker conspiracy guys.
Now you seem like a nice guy that it would be you'd be safe to have a cup of coffee
it's
with.
It's all a front,
you know. Are you really just deep dark evil on the inside? I mean, what's the deal here?
I guess I'm hiding, you know, a deep dark secret I just don't know about. One day, you know, I'll just pop out and I'll just change and be like an evil person.
Like alien?
Yeah, right. So apparently they haven't invited you to the secret meetings yet, huh?
Not yet. I guess I have to, you know, make a few more $1 million, you know, or whatever.
Good luck, Ben. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Talk to Daryl, listening in San Antonio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Ian, have you heard about that new bill in Congress called the COIN Act?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Okay, there's a bill that's been proposed, and apparently this is something that's been thrown around in that super committee that's supposed to find ways to save money. There's a bill called the COIN Act, and COIN is short for Currency Optimization, Innovation, and National Savings Act.
Hmm.
It's supposed to save $5.5 billion over 30 years.
Which How's that?
Works out to roughly $180 million a year by replacing the worthless $1 bill, the paper bill, with a worthless $1 coin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. So we talked about this
yeah.
issue when the issue of the Federal Reserve having to store all these dollar coins because they're legislated to manufacture them even though no one wants them. So they're manufacturing
right.
them in thousands upon thousands, like hundreds of thousands, and they're just sitting in warehouses. They actually had to build a special warehouse, I think it was down in Dallas somewhere, for these coins, these dollar coins. And so now you're saying there's a proposal on the table in D.C. to replace the paper dollar. And the idea behind that is that the coins last longer. So instead of
right.
having to replace the dollars over the years.
The last 30 years.
Yeah.
Whereas the paper dollar lasts on average 3 years.
Is that it? Only three. Okay. Yeah. So 10 times as long.
That's the average.
Yeah.
So to repeat, the dollar obviously physically isn't worth anything. It's not even worth the paper it's printed on. But again, the coins aren't either.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so what do you think about this, Daryl?
It costs roughly 30 cents to mint the coin.
Well, lucky for them, they've already minted a couple million, billion of these things. There's like a lot of them out there. I don't know what the exact numbers are. I think it was a few billion of these coins
right.
that they're
and
just sitting on.
The way the bill is written, it would still allow the Federal Reserve to print the dollar bill for up to 4 years
mm-hmm.
before the Fed could no longer print dollar bills. But it does not say whether or not the Fed could print more $2 bills, which is something that I think that they would do.
That's a good question. I certainly am a fan of the $2
yeah,
bill.
Yeah, me too.
It's the only one that actually has the Declaration of Independence signing on the back,
right.
as opposed to some governmental facility, some building or monument. Hey, thanks, Daryl, for the heads up on that. I guess we'll keep our eyes open and see if anything happens. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
We invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. You can actually control the content of the site. Whatever it is that you see on the web that you think's interesting, you think our other listeners might appreciate seeing it as well, go ahead and submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com. Other listeners can then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So go ahead and get interactive. It's all free. freetalklive.com. Coming up on February 23rd through the 26th, it's going to be a great time. The Liberty Forum, the 2012 Liberty Forum. Nemi, you've never been to one of these.
I haven't. I'm really excited for it.
So I am looking forward to it as well. I've been to every single one of them, and they've been an absolute blast. It just keeps getting better each time out. In fact, they just announced one of their new speakers that has just been revealed, John Lott, the guy wrote More Guns, Less Crime many years ago. Pretty big name, and this is what happens at the Liberty Forum. You get to kind of rub elbows with some of the big names in the Liberty Movement, hear some great speeches from them, maybe participate in panel discussions, sit at banquet dinners, and it's a hotel convention kind of thing. And you're there, most importantly, with hundreds of other people that are of a like mindset, people that understand what liberty means, everything from minarchists to voluntarists and everything in between. It's a great time. It is a wonderful networking, socializing occasion. All of the kind of the usual convention-y style things, plus late night parties as well. It's just a blast. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get registered there and save 10% with our coupon code FTL2012. That'll save you 10% on the already low early bird prices. So you're looking at under $200 for the cost of the convention, knock another 10% off of that, and then whatever the hotel costs are for you, and if you can room with different people, and usually you can, if you don't know enough people on your own, you can usually hook up with some folks through the Free State Projects forum over at forum.freestateproject.org.
And pull up a piece of floor.
Yeah, and share some costs. I mean, you get a couple double beds, you can put at least four people on those and crash some more people on the floor, whatever. So once again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Head on over there, get signed up, and we'll see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. As we go to Jim listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. A lot of fun listening to the show tonight. I heard you talking about all these folks trying to save some money by getting rid of the dollar bill.
Yeah, the federal government.
Yeah, going to the dollar coin. I saw a little blurb about this a couple weeks ago, and the biggest resistance that they are getting to this happening is coming from the strippers union.
That's a joke, right?
I'm just trying to visualize tucking a coin, and I don't think that's going to work anymore.
Yeah, how do they do it in Canada? Because in Canada, they've got the loonies and the toonies. So how do the strippers
work? They probably just get little tip jars at the door. Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea.
On the toe of their boot.
They have little pouches around their neck. I have no clue.
Maybe they just get fives. $5 bills.
You guys can do an investigative story and send somebody up there to cover it. I'm sure you got somebody that would do it.
I doubt it would be very, very hard to find somebody to do that. Do they actually have any full nude clubs in New Hampshire, though? I feel like that's prohibited here.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Live free or die.
But you
don't want to come to any in Indiana because all the dancers look like Granny Clampett. So you want to leave that alone.
Oh, thank you so much for that visual. Yow. You're awesome.
Jim, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Chuck in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Chuck.
Oh, hi. I heard you talking about adopting children, and I've got one that's adopted, and so I thought I could speak to that a little bit.
Fantastic.
Oh, great. How long ago did you adopt?
Let's see. We got him 3 days old from the hospital, and he's now 9. So we've had him all his life.
Oh, wow. Okay. So about a decade back. And what was it? What was the process like?
Well, we had a very amazingly blessed process when it came to that. What I wanted to say is that I've spoken to so many friends and relatives who would love to adopt, but it is prohibitively expensive to do so, both here in the United States and overseas. Hmm. And part of the reason for that is simply because you've got to buy off all the lawyers to get it done. Especially overseas adoptions, adoptions have become a revenue generation outlet for the government of China and some of these other countries. So, for example, we had some friends that just recently adopted from China, and they had to go over there, and they literally had to spend 2 weeks in China going around seeing all the sites. This was in order to, before they were allowed to even meet the child they were going to adopt, they had to go around and spend lots and lots of money at all these tourist sites, and then they were allowed to meet the child that they were going to adopt.
Was this a rule instituted by the Chinese government or the American government or the agency?
The Chinese government did that.
I guess I can see the importance of doing that rather than just come by our kids. You should probably know something about where they're from.
Well, obviously, the manner it was done, it was very clear that this was a revenue generator for us.
And, so sort of extortion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really,
how much did they have to spend?
Oh, thousands. I mean, in their case, it was over $50,000.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All told, when you account for the lawyers and the fees and the travel and everything else they had to
do. And what about you in your situation? What did you guys spend?
Well, what we did is we went through the foster care system in Maryland where we lived at the time. And, in the United States, there are over 400,000 children in foster care who need homes. Mm. And, there's a huge need for it. The problem is, I hate to say it, but the vast majority of those children are minorities. And for some reason, the majority of people who want to adopt want a perfect white baby. And
I find that upsetting.
Yeah, it upsets me, too. And actually, our son is black.
Good for you.
And I think that, I mean, hey, I'm not into color coordinating my family.
Yeah,
I'm
sure enough.
You know, and this kid is the progeny of two homeless crack addicts in Washington, D.C. And I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, I have five children total, and he's my youngest son. And I'll tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, this kid is the greatest blessing of my life.
I am so glad to hear you say that, and thank you. Thank you for opening your heart and your home to someone who needs it. Because
people say that a lot. I have people, you know, thank me for that, and I just want to say, you don't get it. You don't understand. We're the ones that benefit from adopting this child. We get so much more out of it than he does.
I heard more parents speak the way that you do, because I think that's a fantastic sentiment, and thank you.
Wow,
absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by this.
No, it's fantastic. And, you know, there's so many kids out there that need it, and, you know, it's a great thing, and I wish that I had known how great it was before I went and had four of my own.
Oh,
I
man.
I would have adopted a lot more. And
so tell me more about the...
What
you went through. I mean, you said you had to go through the foster system. Where was it again? In Maryland where you did that?
Yes. We went through the foster care system. Actually, Washington, D.C. is farming a lot of their kids out to the surrounding states because they have so many. They've got kids living in hospitals because they literally don't have any place for them to stay. There's like 5,000 children in Washington, D.C. alone that are up for adoption that don't have homes. But
and how long was the process for you? I mean, from start to finish, what did you? How many hoops did you have to jump through? How difficult was this?
We had to take classes to become foster parents, and we did foster care for several years. Went through maybe a half a dozen foster children before our little guy came along, and after we got him, it was 2 years to go through the court process and everything to be, you know, so that his parents could terminate their parental rights. And
mm-hmm.
basically they gave them chance after chance after chance, which they should, to get their act together and to actually step up and be parents for this child.
But during that 2 years, you had the child in as a foster child?
Yes, he was with us as a foster child the whole time. He's never been anywhere else. And, you know, we can always tell him that his mother loved him enough to have him in the first place because the state of Maryland paid her to abort him.
And loved him enough to give him up when she knew she couldn't take care. If you want, Chuck, you can stick with us and tell us more of your story. I think it's fascinating. It's great stuff. We're on the way here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make a call right now, we'll probably be able to slip you in here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
Inviting you online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can by being an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. We will take the $3 a month that you will give us from the AMP program. If you use a credit card or any major credit card, actually, or PayPal, you can do any of those options. And there are a few other options as well. Amp.freetalklive.com is where to go. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go get signed up, get the details, and help us get this program into as many ears as possible around the world. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking with Chuck in West Virginia, listening to WVTS about the process of adoption and how it, I guess, varies quite a bit. Friends of his spent up to $50,000 or something like that, a whole lot of money, adopting a child out of China. And Chuck, you did it for a little bit less money, I guess, here in the States by going through the foster program, where you became foster parents. You had about a half a dozen kids in your home before you finally got your current son, who you were able to adopt after about 2 years of going through some court processes and whatever legal mumbo jumbo was required to handle that. And that's where we left off with your story.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, although I'm kind of ashamed to say it, we actually made money on the process.
Really?
When you're a foster parent, usually the state sends you a stipend every month while you're fostering to help with the cost of caring for the child, and that's mm-hmm. pretty standard across the board. Maryland had this strange program once the adoption went through, and he was now our child legally and completely, and so much so that we actually moved. We left the state, but the stipend kept coming, and so we contacted them and we said, "I think there's a problem here. You're still sending us this money every month, about $800 a month." And
wow.
they said, "Oh yes, well, because he's black, a minority. There's a program in Maryland where they will pay you $800 a month until he's 18 for adopting a child minority."
There are similar. I guess there are programs in the state of New Hampshire. If you take in a physically handicapped child,
yeah.
You do get.
Not only that, they'll also pay for all his medical bills and stuff. Same thing. But
right.
You know, to be honest, it kind of made me a little sick because this is my son, and I don't look at him like a ward of the state or
right.
anything. You know, this is we wanted him, we chose him, and that's indeed what makes him so special to us, is that he's the one of our children that we reached out and chose. And
that's right.
Simply because black send me $800 a month, it's crazy.
So are you taking their checks?
Well, you know, I thought about refusing it, and then I thought, you know what? I'll put it to better use than they will.
You know, it's true, and I don't blame you for coming at it from that perspective. I don't ever blame anybody for taking money from the criminal gang. I mean, like you said, they're going to spend it on something, and if you're a good person, at least, you know, it's putting to some good use as opposed to maybe being sending to the wrong people, and they're taking it and turning it into crack cocaine or whatever.
That's right. Well, and it's also, tax-free. I mean, it's just amazing. But I'm still trying to figure out. My wife's Norwegian, so I want to figure out a way to get my children, other children, classified as minorities, and then kind of stipend it from them. But
so, are there any other ongoing strings or hoops that are attached to that $800 a month? Do you have to report in or anything like that, or is just the checks come and that's that?
No, the checks just show up. We have to send them a form. In December every year, just to prove that he's still alive, I guess.
Amazing.
And they just send the money. So that's really strange. We certainly didn't know that going in and didn't go into this process hoping to make money out of it.
Sure, it wasn't your intention. That's good. That's good, and that makes sense.
There are certainly worse programs out there. And
no doubt.
What it speaks to is the desperate need that's out there. I mean, the state is desperate to get people to adopt these.
They have so many
children.
Young people just sitting in these homes, right. In these orphanages or whatever. And thanks, Chuck. Anything else you want to share about your experience? I think it's been an amazing call.
Well, it's been a great experience. I'd highly recommend it to anybody.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Good
appreciate
luck.
Hearing from you. Yep, great news. 855-453, Captain Ned on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Demi.
Nubby and Ian, how you doing, Mike?
Hey.
Ned, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good. Hey, that was some really entertaining radio between Scott and the Reptilian Jew. That's good stuff.
It would have been fun to get them on together. Unfortunately, the leader of the Reptilians didn't call until after Scott got off the phone.
Well, yeah, I think you could shoot for that one of these times.
Maybe
but,
so.
I was just going to talk about Occupy Wall Street.
Okay.
I called a few weeks ago when it was maybe it was a little longer than that. It was starting to go, and I says, you know, it's shaking up the machine, and there was a little dispute there. But I'll tell you what, the banksters in the New World Order, you know, who want to make us like China, do not like this at all. And their main mouthpiece, the Pillsbury pill boy, Rush Limbaugh, has been hating this thing as hard as he possibly can.
Okay.
And issue two in Ohio, which the people of Ohio overthrew the anti-union, that issue two, it's got the Pillsbury Pillboy torn up.
I'm not sure what that is. What issue two?
Well, it was this Kasich, the Republican governor, pushed this thing through, which would take away collective bargaining for state employees. So that was overturned yesterday in the election. The people have spoken. And the Occupy Wall Street crowd is getting together with the workers, the unions, and we're going to fight this thing all the
way.
Well,
I think that's unfortunate. I think that I support people's right to bargain and bargain collectively with their employer. That's fine by me. But when it comes to state employees, there's no real – the negotiation process isn't the same because you're dealing with stolen money. And any extra perks that they get, none of us had any say in whether or not that they could get them. And so it allows them to really twist people's arms.
Yeah, but let's remember, those workers are dying at their jobs just like workers everywhere. You know what I mean?
The government employees? The hell they are.
Sure.
The government employees get all kinds of money
Are you being sarcastic, caller?
No. You mean state troopers aren't getting killed in the line of duty? Come on, guys.
Not really. Unless they're standing on the side of the road because they pulled some guy over in the right lane and get blasted by some truck because they were being careless.
We can't argue that one. But anyway, hey...
those state troopers are getting paid pretty well, and they get sweet pensions and all kinds of bennies, so I don't ever feel bad for state workers.
That's been fought for with union blood for years. It's all across the board, guys. I mean, but what I'm saying is...
Well, nobody else gets pensions.
What do you do when the money runs out? What do you do when the money runs out? As a union, we just had a teacher's... union, big deal in the last year here in New Hampshire, and they have, yes, the state has made a promise, but you know what, and the state needs to renege on parts of its promise, because frankly, the money is not there.
Let me tell you why the money isn't there. I'm going to boil this right down to it for you. What we've done is we're shipping our manufacturing base, the New World Order crowd and the banksters are spending it to China. We're not going to have anything if we allow it to continue. That's where the money always was, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
In manufacturing.
The money was there. Everybody had the money.
I certainly don't disagree with you. However, the problem is when I work for a private company and the money isn't there, they can't pay me. I get let go. And that needs to happen on the state level as well, union or no union. I'm sorry.
I know what you're saying. But all they're trying to do is gut the working class, and we're not having it. Okay?
State workers aren't the working class, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's just put it right across the board so we don't argue semantics here. I mean, let's put it across the board. The workers of the United States, the citizens of several states united, are fed up with it. Rush Limbaugh can't stand it. Those guys hate the working class. They hate everything about them.
Well, let's make sure we're clear. The state government people, for the most part, are not the working class. They're a class all their own. They don't get the same. The working class Americans don't get the same pay as state workers. Working class Americans don't get the same benefits as state workers. They certainly don't get pensions like state workers do.
Oh, absolutely not.
So please.
And if my company, my private company, doesn't have the money to pay me, there's nobody they can really go to legally and hold a gun to and say, give us money so we can pay our employees.
The negotiation's over. There's no money there. So, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We're out of time for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nemi.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Maybe Mark will be here then. And we'll take your calls about anything, as we always do, 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, from 7 to 10 Eastern, over at freetalklive.com, and perhaps on your local talk radio station. If we're not on your local talk station, you just give them a call up and say, hey, you'd like to hear some Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org. And we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.